Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Happy Wednesday to you. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the man, Sean. It is John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atula. That's Figgy Fig. And you partying with the fellas on this Wednesday here by getting involved on the program on the text line, 713-572-4610. Again, 713-572-4610. That's the number to text. And also, much appreciation to the Mokarem Injury Lawyer live streams. Mm-hmm. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch, 610 Houston. And I imagine that all of those mediums will soon be utilized to bury me, to throw me overboard.
90
for
minutes.
Saying that I am willing to wait up to, in a very specific situation, 90 minutes to get to a restaurant that I really, really want to.
That's nuts.
But I think really what that indicates is that I have a very low threshold for valuing my time. That's really what it is more about than anything else.
Like, 90 I'm like, all right, minutes cool. is crazy.
I'm chilling, bro. I'll read something.
What's y'all time limit for whenever y'all get seated and the waitress don't come
oh,
in?
Oh, that's
time?
A good one. That's one of the best. That might be on the list too.
Sometimes I sit there, I'm like, all right, I'm going to give it another 5 minutes. If nobody come with a menu or water, anything,
you get up and leave?
Yeah, I'm out.
Why? You done gotten the seat. You got
oh,
the
I've
table.
Done that. We've done that. Yeah. If they don't even bring the silverware, the menus?
Yeah.
Out.
Because sometimes out. They be walking around. They mm-hmm. keep walking. Everybody keep walking past the table. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, I'm going to give it to like 9:08. At 9:08, if nobody came over here and I've been sitting here for about 10 minutes.
I'm with you.
Which is fair, though, because that might be a level of indicator that
it might be
one,
bad service.
Bad service, yes. Or two, they're not capable
they don't
of
have
handling
the table
you
in
the day.
For.
That's a sign from God.
Right.
I look at it as a sign from God. Yeah. Maybe I'm dodging the bullet. Maybe the food ain't going to be as good.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk more about that at 10:40 when we get into our question of the day. Right now, what we need to talk about are these Texans. OTAs are done for, but we had more some more interesting kind of comments from players yesterday that we didn't have an opportunity to dig into yesterday. And I think one of them, and I think we might be in alignment here.
Yeah.
The one that I thought was the most interesting for me personally, and it might just be because had not been able to have the opportunity to hear from him in a Texans context before, mm-hmm. but Christian Kirk, who talked yesterday, was really insightful mm-hmm. in some ways. And some of it was just like about who he is and the way that he delivers things. But also some of the things that he said I found very much interesting.
Well, not only insightful, but I think it kind of made you think a little bit. And by the way, tell me that I'm not the only one when you hear these cuts. I'd heard him way back in the day when he was at A&M. Does his voice fit his body? His voice is way deeper than it should be.
All right, so what we'll do
here.
For
what he looks like.
What we'll do here.
Yeah.
We will set this up.
Yeah.
As we play any and all of these clips, think to yourself, do you believe that his voice matches what you've seen of Christian Kirk.
Figgy, this is incredible. The first thing I thought of, first of all, I do want to get into some of the insightfulness that he brought.
Insight
that he brought.
Oh, Mr. Wordman, got one. Just making up words. That's not in the dictionary, Lopez.
It might be. I don't know. Anyway, I do want to get into that. But when I started going through all these, and shout out to Tyler Milner for putting them all together.
Santiago involved there as well. Shout out to Chris.
I thought I was expecting a voice, maybe like just a higher pitch, you know.
Oh, okay.
Just, why? Because he's short?
I don't know. It just doesn't fit what he looks like. Like, picture Christian Kirk and then listen to this.
Nick is all ball.
Come on.
Very intelligent, very smart. Does a great job communicating to us, you know, what the expectations are, route detail, you know, motions, formations, whatever the case may be. He's done a great job kind of laying that
you
out
know
for
him,
us.
Right?
And, it's been, I guess, primarily pretty easy, you know, just being able to learn it the way he's been able to install it. You know, Ben McDaniels in our room has done a great job teaching us just all the things from a football IQ aspect that you need to know as a receiver. And this offense is dynamic. A lot of motions, a lot of pre-snap adjustments for the defense to have to, you know, deal with. So I think you'll see a lot of guys in different places.
Because I want to circle back around to this and listen to it a lot more clearly. But a few things happening there. You're saying that that voice is deeper than what you expect for who he is. And you asked Figgy, is it because he's short? And I already know where this is going to go, but I'll go down this path anyway. Christian Kirk is listed at 5'11", and my thought was that's not even
so he should
short.
Have a voice like yours.
And see how unoriginal that is. I knew exactly where he was about to go, but like, I'm not wrong. I don't think it's wild. I don't think that's wild deep. He's, of a voice.
He sounds like he should play defense.
Yes, he's a defensive tackle.
Yeah,
not defensive.
Yes, defensive tackle. That's what,
all right. Just a little bit more snippet so we can, because I think that. That might have been the first, like the most important part of that audio is that might have been the first taste of what we're getting of what this offense actually looks
like.
Yes,
and I want to get into that.
So I do want to circle back around to that. However, his voice is what is captivating us at this moment. A little bit more of Christian Kirk, the new wide receiver for the Texans, the veteran wide receiver for the Texans. This is what his voice sounds like. 5'11", 200.
The transition has been nothing short of amazing. Everybody in the organization has been
welcoming. That should be DeNico Autry.
No, yes. You're doing too much. It's not that. Magic on the YouTube page. You're wilding right now. That's not a lineman voice.
Had I told you that was DeNico Autry, you'd have been like not even blinking. You wouldn't have blinked.
Somebody said, I'd expect more Bryce Young, less Brian Arakpo.
Yes. So that was the first impression.
But I think get used to hearing this voice because, one, I think you heard that, and we'll play it one more time because I do want to hear, and Fig, if you could kind of push this forward a little bit to a little bit closer to where we're actually talking about what Nick Haley kind of has from the offense for these guys as he's, you know, kind of unveiling some of these things, starting to do some install type things when it comes to, you know, terminology and ideas and intent. Remember, that's one of the words that Nick Haley used, intent of what they're trying to do. I'm interested in finding some of that. But like with Christian Kirk, like I think that the way that he has clarity in what he's saying, and of course, like I don't think that's inherently necessary for all players to bring us a level of clarity, what have you. But he has a level of clarity, he has a level of conviction, and you can hear the experience that he comes with. Not to try and glaze or anything, but like it comes through. Yeah. And so first and foremost, Christian Kirk seems like a dude that I'm going to be penciling in whenever he's in front of the media because it seems like he'll give you a thoughtful answer. And with that, this is the thoughtful answer, again, that he started getting into of what Nick Haley has been able to bring to them and maybe what this offense looks like.
Nick is all ball, very intelligent, very smart, does a great job communicating to us, you know, what the expectations are, route detail, you know, motions, formations, whatever the case may be. He's done a great job kind of laying that out for us. And it's been, I guess, primarily pretty easy, you know, just being able to learn it the way he's been able to install it. You know, Ben McDaniels in our room has done a great job teaching us just all the things from a football IQ aspect that you need to know as a receiver. And this offense is dynamic. A lot of motions, a lot of pre-snap adjustments for the defense to have to, you know, deal with. So I think you'll see a lot of guys in different places to be able to make plays.
Now that's the insight that is pretty much putting a stamp on things that we were projecting and thinking and have heard here and there about what this offense is going to look like. That's the first thing. The other thing is as you listen to him, and I see it too. As you listen to him
from the text line, the 281, Kirk should trade voices with Justin Verlander. Fig, you know what you got to do right now, right?
Thank place, you. Play some Justin Verlander.
I appreciate that. Yeah. We'll circle back around to that.
So that's the insight. But I also feel like the first thought I had is he's the offense's Will Anderson.
Mm.
He's the guy that D'Amico wants you to follow. You know, how Will Anderson is mature or maybe even, you know, an Al-Shaair. He's one of those two guys that D'Amico wants you to follow. That is a true leader, you know, that has been through it, as is a veteran and has seen a lot. Because, like, on offense, if you really think about it, when you, like, who is the offense? Is Will Anderson or
I mean, would that not just be C.J. Stroud?
Okay, I'm glad you said that, because C.J. Stroud is by default a, quote, leader. And you know, D'Amico's obviously everybody's very complimentary of him. But as a position player, like, C.J.'s the heartbeat, but as a position player, Nico is more of an example, you know, than that guy. Hey, we got to follow him. He does everything, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's a swarm type player is what, because we thought it might be Dalton Schultz. It's not.
No,
it wasn't. We thought it, you know, well, we never thought this, but.
And I mean, I know CJ loves him some Dalton Schultz. Yeah. And I think that they probably have a different perspective than mm-hmm. we get from the outside of Dalton Schultz. But yeah, no, you're right. That's not necessarily been what it's been on that level.
And Tank was too young. Laramie was too Laramie. You know, in terms of like.
Laramie was too Laramie.
He was a captain.
Maybe Mixon, but like.
So you're looking for Christian Kirk to have that C on his chest.
100%. 100%. And I don't think it's without precedent. Remember Stephon Diggs.
And that happened during the season, didn't
it?
Yeah.
Or no, that was Joe Mixon got the C put on him.
Stephon Diggs, remember, he got in training camp.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
And that was his first time being captain, which was a big deal for him.
Yeah, so I think Christian Kirk is going to be very important to this offense just in general. I think he's going to be very important to this offense from a D'Amico perspective.
That's interesting. I had not gone to that far, because I also don't want to, like, jump too far out mm-hmm. of the gym here. But I do think, like, the level of experience that he seems to bring is going to be really helpful for, one, Jalen Noel, who seems like he might profile somewhat close to Kirk. But I think also I'm interested to see what he does for Jaden Higgins, because both of those guys are going to have, or it seems like at least we expect them to have advanced roles for being rookies. In mm-hmm. fact, if we listen to D'Amico Ryans, those guys he compared to the likes of Kamari Lassiter and Kalen Bullock, who both had advanced roles in their rookie seasons.
Yeah.
And those guys need to depend on the guys who have been there to help them shorten the learning curve. And it seems like Christian Kirk is that dude, even though I think Nico Collins has obviously a mm-hmm. level of give here, right? Xavier Hutchinson, I imagine, like, with the level of, you know, familiarity will be helpful. Justin Watson.
But not compared to him.
Exactly.
Yeah, not compared to him.
That real tangible we in here. Like, Justin Watson is probably the other one, because he has had a lot of opportunity in mm-hmm. different circumstances. But I think he'll be helpful there. I do want to circle back around to this offense, because, mm-hmm. you know, that's been one of the things that I've been shouting up and down about. Like, what is this offense? The words that were utilized there by Christian Kirk: dynamic, which, I mean, we've heard that before. What does that actually mean? I think that's fair to ask. But I did appreciate him talking about, like, there's a lot of pre-snap motion. And mm-hmm. that feels like you mentioned that at this point, and it seems like that's not just a, hey, we'll do some pre-snap motion a little bit. That seems like it's going to be part and parcel of what you're doing. And that seems to also, the reason why I believe that is notable is it seems to fall in line with what we've heard about, well, C.J. Stroud is going to have more opportunity to control the offense mm-hmm. and make the call right from the field. In order to do that, you've got to be able to diagnose what the defense is doing. You do that with pre-snap motion, real, active, aggressive pre-snap motion that makes the defense, puts the defense in conflict, moves the defense. Because I feel like Bobby Sloak would do some pre-snap motion last year. And of course, it's all going to be juxtaposition from year to year. But some of the pre-snap motion looked like it was not useful. It did not mm-hmm. actually have utility.
Oh, we talked about it.
It was just window dressing.
Yeah.
And maybe this is me, you know, extrapolating mm-hmm. too far. You can tell me, Reggie, you're doing too much. Mm-hmm. That's possible. But I feel like in this moment, the way that he says that, it seems like it is pre-snap motion that has purpose and it has utility and will help C.J. Stroud be the best level of quarterback in diagnosing what's happening. And that's one of the things we asked, right? Mm-hmm. Or at least I asked. C.J. Stroud, if he's going to have all this responsibility, what are the ways that Gerard is going to help and that Nick Cayley is going to help mm-hmm. him be the best version of himself? And I think having robust pre-snap is probably one of those things.
And I think another one of the tells, you know, that you heard there from Christian Kirk is he talked about the responsibility of the receivers.
Yes.
As well. It's not just, hey, we're doing all this motion deliberately and with for good reason, we're also putting ourselves in a position where we make the right read, we make the adjustments, and there you go. It's not just window dressing, as you said.
Yeah, there's real commitment to it. I mean, if you're and I guess how much maybe I should slow down on the idea that there's real commitment to it, because I think one of the things about it is this is all install, and Kaylee's made it very clear that you know they're throwing things up there, and some things will obviously stick that they'll utilize, and maybe I imagine that also means that some things they'll throw up there that they won't utilize. Mm-hmm. But I have a hard time seeing a circumstance in a situation where utilizing pre-snap motion is not useful for what they're trying to do, and you know what they're ultimately gonna throw out there offensively. I thought that was encouraging along with what Christian Kirk was talking about there. Somebody said the real voice shocker is Mike Tyson. Of course we know that one.
Yeah. Do we have Verlander?
All right, yes, I guess that's fair. Here we go.
Hold on. Let me try to find Verlander.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that, because that was one of those things that I think very much caught our attention. But, yeah, man, I think that there's more from there from Christian Kirk that we probably need to and should get into, but I did appreciate very much, like, even just getting the slightest hint of some of the things that this offense might look like. Did you take anything from like the idea of it being dynamic, or did that just feel like
the
normal things that we say?
Absolutely, what you said. The other big part for me was more about just his role here. He talked a lot about the culture, and then the other big part for me was, he's been injured a lot, and if he can just stay healthy, and he talked about that some as well. Then again, not just on the field but off the field. I think he can become a big asset here.
All right, Figgy, you got us a little bit of Justin Verlander here, because in order to see if the voice swap would be worthwhile here.
I surely know that we had the right people in place, the right guys in this locker room to believe. And it was like everything that could go wrong did go wrong, and then all of a sudden, guys, key players, Tucker gets hurt, I get hurt. And just to have the guys step up the way they did and start performing.
Okay, all right. And then
Christian Kirk.
Go back to a little Christian Kirk here.
The transition has been nothing short of amazing. Everybody in the organization has been welcoming from day one. Players, coaches, staff included.
All right, let's go back. Let's go back one more time. 6'5", Justin Verlander. All right, 6'5", remember. This is Justin Verlander.
It's kind of, you're in a weird place because you come in with such high expectations and then you achieve them.
Okay, all right. 5'11". New wide receiver for the Texans, Christian Kirk.
The transition has been nothing short of amazing. Everybody in the organization has been welcoming from
maybe.
Day one.
I don't hear. I don't really hear it, to be honest.
Yeah, it didn't feel that drastic. I think you might be doing a lot here. From the 713, let's give Slowick some credit. His offense did create CJ's best year. At some point, his scheme didn't evolve. I mean, I guess, how much credit do you want to give Bobby Slowick in this instance here?
Look, you can't deny what happened the first year. You just can't.
Wasn't an incredible offense though. Yeah. I think in hindsight, if you go back, you look. Yeah. We were happy because of where the offense had been prior.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we have not seen CJ outside of that context. So yes, he gave CJ the best year by default, right? How much of that do you attribute to CJ and his acumen and his ability in and of himself rather than the offense? It'll be really insightful seeing what the Nick Caley offense looks like with CJ Stroud and obviously now with Christian Kirk in tow. I mean, looking at some of the videos that were coming out of the OTAs yesterday, seems like he was getting open, winning reps, of course, as much as you can in a 7-on-7 context. But yeah, that was, I think I'm thoroughly encouraged. And there was even more. There was definitely, I mean, we only hit the tip of the iceberg there with Christian Kirk early. Somebody said, my all-time, I can't believe his voice sounds like that, was Sam Cassell. Okay, well, now we just got to do this. All-time, can't believe his voice sounds like that, 713-572-4610. Let's see if we can sprinkle that out throughout the show. But we're just getting going on a Wednesday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk a little bit about the Astros, who got a victory yesterday in just the way that John Lopez proposed that they would.
Yeah, man.
But the victory was also very important for one person in particular, Lance McCullers Jr. Let's talk about putting that Lance McCullers Jr. story in perspective.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to experience. Explorer. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Next. Yep. Happy Wednesday. You are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Attula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. Let's try and put this Lance McCullers Jr. Story in general in perspective, because Lance McCullers was on the bump for the Astros at PNC Park in Pittsburgh as they faced off against the Pirates. And it's a 3-0 victory, just as John Lopez drew it up. A pitcher's duel. In fact, it's being kind of billed as Lance McCullers Jr. outdueling the young phenom, Paul Skeens.
He did.
In this matchup here. And you say he did. I kind of want to get your insight into it.
Nah, I thought he like did.
3-0. Isak Paredes obviously going yard in this one. That was lovely. Christian Walker going yard in this one as well. Right as you drew it up, just as you drew it up yesterday on this very program.
Yeah, we were hoping for a nice, 1-0 game in the late innings. That's exactly what you got. Pitcher's duel. I do think McCullers outdueled Skeens. Skeens
went eight.
He's a monster. He is a monster. And I think he struck out 4 out of 5 batters after giving up that home run. He got mad and just started saying, screw
it. That might have been one of the only pitches that he just put in the wrong place.
Yes, absolutely.
Hung the sliders? That what happened? Yep. And all of a sudden, here comes Isak Paredes sending it out of the yard into the seats, right? So shout out to Isak being like opportunistic. Mm-hmm. That's what this Astros team is offensively. I don't know that I can say that they are by any means a great offensive team. They're below league average in runs per game or what have you. But when it comes down to it, when the going gets tough, it seems like they score all their runs late in games, right? If they can get to the third time around the order, really, if they can get into your bullpen, Now we have an opportunity to maybe score some runs, and that's why starting pitching has been so damn important for this team. And they do it again, right? Like, that's the whole recipe laid out before you in this Pittsburgh Pirates game. Get some really good pitching. Give you six good innings of pitching. Get to a back end of your bullpen that can hold you down. Yesterday, the likes of Dubin, Abreu, Hader are the guys who take you home. And just get enough offensively with, Isak Bradas' home run to open this thing up and a Christian Walker, a home run to kind of salt this thing away. Like, I think that that's really the thing that works. But, of course, the big part of this for you here, I imagine, Lance McCullers Jr. getting his first victory since 2022. 986 days is the count between victories for him. And I think you want to get in your writer bag. Is this what this is? This feels like this is the writer bag.
You know what it might be, now that you say that. But I often feel compelled to remind people of this, even if they don't necessarily need reminding. Do you realize what you're looking at? Do you realize what you're watching here? Like, this is
a resurgence.
It's more than that. Like, this is the last night was like the end, the final scene with all, you know, the cinematography and everything else of it was the ending of a sappy movie.
Well, hopefully not the ending.
Well, I mean, it was the culmination.
It's early June, baby. Hopefully it's not the ending.
But the thing is, you mentioned it, 986 days. He was done. No one was going to say otherwise outside of, you know, what the Astros were periodically putting out there. But like no one who watched this team thought, oh, yeah, he'll be back. He'll get a win. He'll be the old Lance McCullers. Did anyone?
I can tell. We could just look at the text line.
Yeah.
And when we're talking about the return timeline for Lance McCullers Jr., people are like, stop mm-hmm. talking about this. Stop depending on this. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Is this Rick Ankiel like?
I thought of someone else. Ankiel was really wild. And, you know, that's outfielder.
He was a pitcher that
pitcher
became an outfielder.
Right,
because he had the yips.
Because he was so wild and had the yips. The one I thought of was Chris Sale. So Chris Sale was, you know, the next great thing, you know, an absolute stud. Had Tommy John surgery, missed damn near 2 years, not more than 2 years, like Lance McCullers Jr. did. Tommy John surgery, came back, was okay, and last year went 18-3.
Yeah,
I mean, I was thinking of Chris Sale, and so that's what I'm saying here, listeners and fans. I hope you realize what you're looking at here. This is something really, really that doesn't happen. And let me just kind of illustrate it a little bit. We mentioned no one thought this was going to happen. I think we can all agree on that. From a layoff perspective, what he's done just doesn't happen. You mentioned Ankiel, which was a little bit, he didn't come back as a pitcher, you know?
No, for me, the Ankiel thing is because of the yips, right? Like, that was a dude who was highly regarded as a pitcher. And then just this thing happens, right? This abnormal thing happens. Obviously, injury, I guess, isn't mm-hmm. inherently abnormal. But the way that it happened for Lance McCullers Jr., he just kept mm-hmm. being out. And I think really for me, it is the will to return, like the will to fight through the numerous mm-hmm. levels of challenges to get yourself back to this place. And Rick Ankiel came back and was a more than serviceable fielder, right? Mm-hmm. A more than serviceable guy in that regard. In an entirely different space. And of course, it's in the same space than Lance McCullers, but he's remaking himself as well. Like, his mm-hmm. pitch arsenal is different. And just the idea of battling back through a lot of doubt, reasonable doubt, mind mm-hmm. you, mm-hmm. shout out to Jay-Z, but like reasonable doubt of what is happening with him to ultimately make himself not just come back and like reach back into the league. I am still in the league. But to come back and be effective.
Yes.
And be, you know, really good. Like, right now, this level of Lance McCullers, like, even if he was to come back and, like, pitch, I don't know that people could have anticipated that he comes back this effective.
We didn't. Even when we were kind of coming to grips, okay, looks like he's going to come back. What were we talking about? Boy, it's really, really hard when you're a breaking ball pitcher. You know, it's hard to just, you know, flip the switch and get that breaking ball, the command and everything else, the snap that you want from it. It just doesn't happen. And then that's from a layoff perspective. And you mentioned Ankiel. I think, you know, for me, it's pitcher – you know, 2 year layoff, injuries,
sure.
There's more Chris Sale coming back. But then there's this, and this is the most important part for Astros fan, the Astros perspective. I mean, you know, first of all, this guy could be a corporate speaker overnight, you know, talking about perseverance and coming back and staying with it and wanting to quit and all that, things that we've all heard him say here since he's been back. But from an Astros perspective, I think it should change the view of the season. Because it's one thing to have Hunter Brown locked up.
Yes.
Fromber coming right along.
Yeah, man, dealing.
A lot of contending teams have that strong 1-2 punch. If this is what we're going to get from Lance McCullers Jr., how many teams, hell, the Yankees, how many teams have a 1-2-3 punch?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I mean, the teams that really want to do this, that's what's necessary, right? Mm-hmm. When you get to the postseason, 1-2-3 is all you need, right? Or all feels like not the right word to use there. But that's what you need.
It's necessary.
Right? You can go 1-2-3-1, right? Like just continue to circle that around and you can make some things shake if you have that level. If you have pitching that you trust to be high level in that space. I think that, yeah, absolutely. Like that could help elevate their postseason.
Yeah.
The only problem that I have with the idea of changing their season is, well, I guess it could change their season in that it bridges your rotation, right? You have three guys out of the five that you feel really confident about. I just keep looking at the injuries that you're hoping that you're getting guys back from. And then the guys who have to, you know, span those gaps that I've talked about, right? One of those is the guy that's going tonight into Pittsburgh. It's Ryan Gusto. He is one of those guys that's charged with spanning the gap. Colton Gordon, depending on who else has to step in with whatever happens. Do you have enough of those considering the issues with, or maybe not issues, but I guess your offense not being
right,
one that goes bananas, right? And then also your pen being one that is good, but if you overtax it, are you getting yourself to a bad place? Like, that's the only thing that concerns me. But as of right now, you're atop the AL West, right? Yeah. And the AL West isn't doing anything outside of you to make it so that they're running away or they're, you know, putting a lot of pressure on you. If you can get yourself to that place where you get yourself to the postseason, and right now it feels like at least on this pace, if you can kind of hold things together, you get to the postseason and I feel good. You have opportune hitting with this team. And of course, I got it backwards. Christian Walker, which, man, that made me feel good. He was the one that opened this thing up. Isak Bereda is always doing what you trust him to do at this point. You know, we can name the other, you know, usual mm-hmm. suspects of the Astros offense at this point. But if you get to that point, I think you're right. I think it changes the postseason outlook that you have three guys you feel very confident in should you have to put them against any pitcher. Because you put them up against Paul. Yes, that offense over there isn't all that good. Yeah. Understood. But Paul Skeens, like mm-hmm. you mentioned it, he probably had a strong – he had a very good duel, and at the very least, you could say that. And you, a lot of people reasonably could say that he out-dueled Paul Skeens.
No, those things that you mentioned, the questions, they're not going away. In fact, they may get worse. That's not incorrect. But even during the regular season, you had – Hunter Brown goes 7-8 innings regular basis. Fromber went 8 innings, 80-something pitches the other day. Now you got McCullers going 6-plus or 6?
He went 6 today. That's another thing that I – do you feel like, especially watching him pitch and the way that he's going about this, do you feel like this is a point on a continued timeline for him where eventually you see him give you some 7s and some 8s in if absolutely necessary, right? Because you liken this to kind of a movie, right? And mm-hmm. this being kind of the climactic part, even if you get the at the end where they put the text on where they went on to be, right? Lance mm-hmm. McCullers Jr. ultimately helped the Astros go win the World Series. That'd be fantastic, right? But do you see this as, hey, this is the triumph and this mm-hmm. this alone is cool? Or do you still see him finding more to where it's not just that he's giving you 6 now, but maybe he gives you 7 of this type of pitching in other instances throughout the season?
I think they're going to bring him along slowly and be very diligent about it. But I think he might. And you know what? I'll take 6. I'll take 6. Because here's the other thing about having that. It's not just having a 1-2-3. It's having that 1-2-3. All three of these guys have been through it. All three of these guys have been through a divisional race. All three of these guys have pitched in the postseason and the World Series. It's not just, hey, we got three pretty good pitchers. Let's see how they do. No, we've got three pitchers, and all three of them have been there.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. From the 8-3-2, one of the most impressive aspects of Lance's return to them is that he's already been paid. He's doing this not for financial benefit, mm-hmm. but because of personal desire. Yeah, man. Like, the idea of showing people, and I don't know, maybe even showing yourself, that might be bigger for Lance. That's the drive right now. And that feels like a more, like, pure motivation. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe this is stupid to judge it in that way. But, yeah, man, it feels like a more pure motivation, one that I imagine will continue to drive that man all through the year. So excited, very excited to get that kind of outcome from Lance McCullers. Because, again, this is an Astros team that – the margins are thinner.
Mm-hmm.
They are thinner because you don't have as robust of an offense. You don't have as many of these things to fall back on.
Yeah.
And you need your people that are going to be tent poles for this to be strong. And shout out to Lance McCullers Jr. actually returning and looking like he's going to be one of those for your pitching rotation. There you go. Shout out to the Astros getting a victory, again being atop the AL West, and they try and get the 2-game sweep of the Pirates tonight, 5:40 first pitch at PNC. It's Gusto facing off against Mike Burrow, who I think he has like an 8-plus ERA. So hopefully the Astros can open this one up as well. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I'm surprised you didn't even talk about Caratini throwing someone out.
Well, one.
Okay, but it happened.
The second one
was not good enough to talk about.
See, look, you can't please the man, can you? All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question inspired by Lance McCullers Jr. He had to wait a whole almost 1,000 days, 986 days, to get another win in Major League Baseball. What for you is the worst long wait that drives you the craziest in life, in sports, no matter what? 713-572-4610. What's your answer? We'll talk about it next. Yeah, let's get to our question of the day now. What's the longest wait that drives you the craziest? 713-572-4610, inspired by Lance McCullers Jr. Finally getting that next win in Major League Baseball. A win after going six innings yesterday. 7 strikeouts in that as well. Just real good command. That slider, just, it's so pretty, man. I love watching his slider.
His location, the way it snaps, yes.
Dude, it's so good. And it felt good for all the reasons. It felt good also because recently, you know, just this weekend, we find out, we get a little bit of resolution on, you know, the person who had levied death threats mm-hmm. towards him and his family. We found, I think he mentioned that it's some level of calming or comforting that it was a person that's not stateside, not in Houston, you know, that this has been kind of resolved. So, but all of that, as well as, you know, him getting a victory after 986 days between victories. So what is the longest wait? And I imagine it drove him really insane trying to get back to his place. He's gotten that monkey off his back. But for you, dear listener, the various things that drive you the craziest, what is it for you, Lopez?
I tried to stay away from, airport delay and, you know, traffic and all that. Those are,
yeah, because airport delay happened a lot now, doesn't it?
Those are the obvious. Now, they're frustrating, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Especially the delay. I'd rather just cancel it Really? Yes. Just cancel it. I'll go find another flight. Then, hey, it's now going to go at 2 p.m. instead of noon.
Oh, well.
And then 1:45, they go, you know what?
When they do the Astros
3:30.
When they do the Astros thing, where it's like, oh, no, they're just you know, doing a little maintenance on the plane. Yeah. We'll take off in 25 minutes. Actually, we did a little maintenance, and actually the air conditioner's broken, so we have to deplane. Oh, and they know we'll be out of here in another hour. Actually, no, we're actually canceling.
I just be wanting them to be honest.
Just say
like,
something.
Is this flight, like, I had to go up to somebody one time, I'm like, is this flight taking off or nah?
Yeah.
and the person was honest with me. He was like, man, I would book another flight if I was you.
Those standard obvious ones.
Those don't get me, though.
I hate the
I try and have a travel day.
Kick it down, then cancel. Remember when we were at Army-Navy, they delayed it once. The plane still hadn't arrived. I walked up to you. I said, I'm out. I'm going to go book another flight.
Yeah.
Because I lived through that far too many times. But this is the one. This is the wait that I just cannot stand. And by the way, shout out to D&M Auto Leasing, because you don't have to do this with D&M. That's a little shame. No, like what?
Yeah.
I'm serious. When you
good answer's coming in already.
Did you see that wink to the camera?
No.
Shout out to D&M Auto Leasing.
Yeah. I was waiting for the cash register sound to come through.
Ka-ching! Because you don't ever experience this with them.
That's right.
But when you purchase a new car, you're all hyped up.
This guy's doing a live read, man.
No, I'm not.
We got D&M right now.
When you purchase a new car, you're all hyped up. You're excited. You got your car. And then you go into the office for what? 2 hours? 3 hours? Hey, do you want the undercoating? No. Hey, do you want the extended? No. Hey, do you want the blah, blah, blah? No. Hey, do you want this? Oh, it's just going to be a little bit more because they got to do this. And you want to just buy your vehicle and get the bleep out.
Yeah, A32 had that same thing. Anything to do with car dealership, especially car shopping. And the one that gets me more than anything, like y'all talking, all right, well, I got to go talk to my manager about it. All right.
Yeah.
All right, dog. Me and you both know you about to be back there just looking.
Yeah.
But
go ahead. Do what you got to do. It's fine.
Mine.
Like, this is the dance.
Yeah, mine is the house buying.
Mm.
When you going through the process of buying the house, and then it's that little point where you just sitting around waiting.
Yeah.
You just waiting on a date where they're like, all right, we good to go on this date. That waiting could be a long time. So you just have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
Like at least with a car buying thing, you could kind of,
you know,
it's wrapping up.
Yeah.
But with the house buying, we were sitting there like, man, what's up? Like, what's going on? Like, what are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then they get you the date. It's like, all right, let's go now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, some other ones that are coming in. Somebody said from 361, one word, payday. Waiting on the first and the 15th, baby. Like, just what is there a time where that stops being the case? Because like, I have not reached it, right? Like you get a little bit more in your paycheck, and then it's just like, oh well, there's more bills for this to go to now, right? Like, is there a point in time? Like, there's got to be a number where the waiting for payday stops happening, but it's way higher than I think we all imagine.
Oh, for sure. Here's another one that immediately came to mind for me. Bring them in 713-572-4610. Hey, we had a nice dinner, nice night out. Whatever, Friday night. Hey, you want to go stop and get some ice cream? Sure, let's get some yogurt instead. Fine, awesome, let's go. You're in line, and the person in front of you, can I try the strawberry blah, blah, blah? Sure, give him a little spoon. Nah, how about the vanilla bean blah, blah, blah? You know what? Let me try this one too. Pick your damn ice cream.
You on your own on this one.
That's
part of the ice cream parlor experience, dog.
You get two.
I'm trying all these, brother.
You get two.
I'm getting a taste of all of this.
No, you're the problem.
I'm getting the extra half scoop just off the taste.
I'm looking at you crazy. If you say, let me try this vanilla.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. You never tried vanilla.
That's how you know they're scamming, bro.
Like,
all vanillas taste the same. See, what you got to understand, my brother,
there's BS.
Reggie is part of the problem. You get two. You get two little wooden spoons. That's it.
All right. So somebody said the DMV. Yes, always.
Oh,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've tried to like put in appointments and stuff to try and
it's a little easier. But back in the day,
oh man,
when I first moved here, they were only open, I want to say, Monday through Friday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like 8 to 4.
Correct.
Yes. Or 8 to 3 or whatever. I'm like,
you
got to
take off work for this or whatever.
Yes, man. Oh,
God forbid you try and go on your lunch break.
Yeah.
Oh,
good luck.
God.
The one for mine, actually, mine is actually sports related. We were just talking about it because, I mean, and for me, it was inspired by O'Neal Cruz. He's one of those guys that I enjoy watching play. But like, and this is one of those inherent, I don't want to say issues, but it's one of those, you know, kind of the quirks of baseball is that when you go and watch a player, like watching baseball for a single player,
is such a tough wait, especially if that player's an outfielder. Like, mm-hmm. I came to see Mike Trout do something,
yeah.
right? And which is probably a terrible thing to try and do generally because he might not play. But I came here to this game to watch Mike Trout do something.
Mm-hmm.
Here he goes. Here's the at-bat. Maybe something happens in the first at-bat. All right, we got at least two innings for something to pop off or to the next opportunity for this to happen. Maybe a ball gets hit towards him and he gets involved in the action, possibly.
Yeah.
Right? But you're sitting here waiting for the next mm-hmm. next inning, and I'm just like, if I came for this, like, and you got to go for the opportunity to just kind of hang out. It probably is worse just watching the TV broadcast from one player.
Yeah.
But that, it kills me. I'm like, I really want to see this dude. I want to see Ellie De La Cruz. I want to see him on yep. the base paths. You just sitting there waiting.
Yeah. The sports one that got me, to me, we going to deal with this, but back in the day, preseason, mm-hmm. like football preseason.
Yep.
You'd be happy to get that first crack of kind of real football outside the training camp and all that mm-hmm. stuff. But then it's like, man, 4 weeks of games that don't even matter.
We're hoping to fix that, Figgy.
Oh, man, that's the worst.
You're hoping to fix that.
My other one is when you go in the grocery store to get maybe one or two things.
Oh, God, yes.
And then you got only two lines open mm-hmm. they all along.
Oh, yeah.
That's more common. That's where that's where technology is kind of hurt. Because it's more common now because they have the scan yourself. And
that's not technology. That's them being lazy. Hey, hire more people. Yeah. Open up these lines.
Yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is you have like you only have a few things and there's a line and then there's not enough regular lines open. 713 had a really good one that I completely agree with. Just go to the convenience store and the person in front of you has scratch-offs.
Yep. And they're actually scratching them off in front of you.
On the counter. On the counter.
Hold on. Let me see if I want.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Somebody said the wait between fun nights with the wife. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I hope that gets better for you, friend.
Yeah.
Fast food service. That is the wild part. Fast food ain't fast no more.
Mm-mm. Nah.
And mm-hmm. it's expensive. What's the benefit here?
And you know what pissed me off about that? Sometimes if I go to Whataburger, get just like a fry.
Yeah.
And then it's like somebody in front ordering the whole left side of the menu. I'm just like, man, what's taking so long? Everybody taking a long time. And I get up there. Just one fry. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then you get to the window. Everybody's just going back and forth.
It's not even the left side of the menu.
And then you get up to the window. Here's your fry. Thank you. I'm like, why did mine go so quick?
Because everybody else, it's not that they're at the left side of the menu. It's they didn't look at the menu until they got to the speaker and they was like, can I get a...
Yo, God.
Oh, God, man. Like, we passed that. We know these fast food spots now, man.
It's a McDonald's. Get your snack, wrap, and move.
You know what the hell is on the menu.
Yes, you do.
The menu been the same. Well, at least the main menu been the same.
You know what you got to taste for.
That's the one place, and I've mentioned them a couple times already. When you get to somewhere like a Raising Cane's and people take along, it's three things on the menu.
Yes. Yes.
How?
Yes.
How are you still thinking
you
about
You want
this?
Two chicken strips, yeah. three, or four?
Just how hungry are you? That should be what they ask. They shouldn't even ask you what you want. How hungry are you? Really?
Yeah. Yes.
You get the big one. Not just a little bit. You get the medium size.
You
All
get
right.
the big one.
Let me get a, like, come on, man. How many chicken strips you want?
Somebody said getting out of the parking lot after a Texas game. Yeah, you just might as well chill out.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well hang around. I know some people be doing it right. They're in the club lounge.
Rodeo might be worse.
Rodeo is worse,
100%.
Yeah.
But the people at the Texas game, they'd be like, hey, I'm going to sit at this lounge for a little bit. We chilling. Mm-hmm. I ain't got nowhere to be. There you go. All right. You're listening in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where more things are coming out from OTAs all around the league. Sam Darnold, is there any disbelief or any belief that he might not start for the Seahawks? We'll talk about that more next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.